What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Friday. It is time for another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt, my Twitter handle. And the Daily Juice, always being brought to you by BetMGM. They've got the offer for new users still available with the promo code JUICE for new users. A $1,000 first bet offer is currently available for you guys in BetMGM. Well, not in Nevada, but every other state but Nevada at BetMGM.com. JUICE promo code for a first bet $1,000 offer. Okay, so weird day today, or yesterday. 2-3 was the record, but we won money. Hockey continues to be good. The Golden Knights, well, they flexed. They went and slammed the Knights. Either bet was right. The over was right, but it was Brossois, so I was glad that I stayed away from that. I didn't expect 4 goals in the first period from the Golden Knights. We switched once it was Brossois. We switched to the money line and took the Golden Knights on the money line to win. They won it 5-2. That was good. We got the other hockey bet right, which my mind is blank. Oh, the under. Bruins under. If you were like me and the Bruins being down 1-0 in the third period, you bet the Bruins live. That was a nice little win. It was small, but the Bruins are incredible, man. They come back. It was plus money. I jumped on it. It was nice. Bruins won the game 2-1 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. They are now one win away from tying the all-time mark for 62 wins in an NHL season, and they've got 4 games left to go. So that was nice. 2-0 in hockey. 0-2 with NBA player props because the Sixers are a pain in the neck. Can't stand Philadelphia. I'm sorry if you're a Sixer fan. I hate your team. I really do. Embiid plays and Harden plays, but they didn't want to play. They go out and go crazy against the Celtics. And then the Miami Heat are playing for a playoff spot. You know, they could have played hard. They didn't want to. They got blown out the whole game, was over after the first quarter, and you knew that the props weren't going to hit because neither one of those guys were going to play much in the fourth quarter, and they didn't. So unfortunately, we lost both those bets. So that was, I think it was like down 0.55. I think is where we're down with that. And then we lost on, I bet the over first 5, and it was 1-0. I got this stat. This is a crazy stat. It was text to me because I bet it, and it was pretty funny. In over 2,200 games played at Coors Field, today was just the 11th time that it was a 1-0 final. 2,200 games, only the 11th time it was 1-0, the final score. And I bet the over first 5, over 5.5 did not hit. So we lost on that. So we missed on baseball. Missed both basketball bets, but because those are quarter unit plays, we wound up barely. But up, winning is winning, right? So not bad. And we'll take that every time on that. So still up for the week. Kind of a roller coaster kind of ride. And now we're here to a Friday. I'm not doing a parlay today, guys. Okay. I'm not doing a plus 600 parlay. I've not hit one of those in a really long time. And I used to not count it for the record, but since I started counting it for the record, I got to be a little bit more judicious. And there's nothing that I love here with this because there are no hockey games today. There's a full slate tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow's podcast is going to be just hockey and mixed martial arts. There is a phenomenal card for the UFC in Miami with 2 awesome headlining fights that we'll break down tomorrow night or tomorrow for the podcast, for Saturday's podcast. So definitely, if you like hockey, you like fighting, that's what the podcast is going to be like tomorrow. Today is baseball and basketball, but no big parlay. I do have a 2-team money line parlay in the NBA, though, to jump in here for just 1 second. But before I do anything else, you guys have a chance to win a free year of Betting Pros Premium. That upgrade is currently available for you guys. It's very easy to go ahead and win this upgrade. All you got to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel. All you got to do is like this video, and all you got to do is leave a comment underneath me, and you could be the one that gets picked to win the free upgrade to Betting Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for access to exclusive picks, top rated player props, or custom analysis of your betting performance, Betting Pros Premium has tools to help you cash more bets. If you don't want to wait to the end of the month to see if you can win the one year giveaway, you can sign up for it today at bettingpros.com/upgrade and start betting smarter, not harder. Okay. But that takes us to our friends at Fanimal, the Daily Juice being sponsored by our friends at Fanimal, and a chance for you guys to go and get out of that awful buying of tickets awkwardness with your friends. Concerts, festivals, football, basketball, baseball games, no fees at Fanimal. The price you see is the price you pay. That is where you go to find out all the great prices. But this is their cool system that is currently patented for Fanimal. Group purchasing. It is made very easy with split payments with your friends, so no one's left holding the bag. You don't commit until your friends do. You pick the seats, you pick how many tickets you want to pay for yourself, and send the link to your friends. When they join the group, everyone gets charged separately and your tickets are secured. Fanimal's got amazing customer service as well, as shown by their hundreds of five-star reviews. The next time you need tickets, go to Fanimal.com or download the Fanimal app and use the promo code FANIMALJUICE for $20 off your first purchase. The code's on the screen if you're watching this on YouTube. FANIMALJUICE, $20 off your first purchase. Check out Fanimal and experience more. All right, let's start with baseball. Home openers for a lot of these teams who have not had opening day as of yet. Let's start with the Giants and the Royals. Alex Cobb going up against Keller. Alex Cobb going for the home opener, where he had an ERA last year of 2.68. His opposing batting average at home last year was dramatically better. 303 on the road to 230 at home. Brad Keller pitched one time so far this year. Wasn't horrible in the one pitching performance that he had. Lost to Minnesota, though. 4 2/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 6 Ks. But him on the road has a 5.69 ERA last season, so he hasn't been great. This is a tough place to play for a road team. In particular, a team like the Royals, who haven't gotten off to the greatest of starts, and their offense really isn't anything to write home about at the moment. They're 1-6 on the year so far. The Royals have scored 0-0-4-9-1-0-3 runs so far this season. That is not good. The Giants just scored 16 runs yesterday in a day game, getaway day game up against the White Sox, where they won the game 16-6. They scored 12 runs as well in the first game. They are 3-3 on the year. All three wins have come on the run line. They beat the Yankees 7-5, beat the White Sox 12-3, and they beat the White Sox 16-6. With Cobb, this ballpark, the lack of offense for the Royals, run line bet coming in here. You can bet money line. It's minus 180, but I'm going to bet run line here for the Giants to get this offense, keep the offense humming, keep them smacking some pitching, and to kill that bullpen as well. Plus 115 on the Giants to lay 1.5 runs. The Giants behind Alex Cobb come in and get a W here. I'm taking the Giants on the run line at plus 115. Second bet, the Mariners. The Mariners are on the road at the Guardians. So there's opportunities here when it comes to finding teams that, look, it's early. I don't want to say it's desperation, but some teams really need to get W's. And the Mariners right now need wins. They're 2-5. The Guardians are 5-2. This is the home opener. Aaron Civale up against Logan Gilbert. Logan Gilbert was really good, but he got a loss up against these same Guardians back on opening day. Civale was really good, got the win, went 7 innings, gave up 2 runs, sorry, gave up 0 runs, shutouts, threw 7 shutout innings for this. So it's same two pitchers going back. Total this game is 7. It's juiced to the over, however. So you have a Mariners team that last year went 8-1 when Logan Gilbert pitched. Started a game on the road. Opposing batting average last year for hitters, Logan Gilbert was really good on the road. 2.33 opposing batting average on the road. Civale is good, but maybe that was an anomaly on opening day. All right. Maybe that was just the offenses weren't ready. They saw some things that they weren't prepared for, because that's not a typical Aaron Civale, you know, pitching performance. Because I mean, talking about a guy whose ERA on the road wasn't great last year. His ERA at home last year wasn't great either. Yeah, he had some really nice games late in the season, but you know, if you look at just his overall splits last year and the way that he pitched for the Cleveland Guardians, he's a guy who can get hit. His ERA at home was 3.8. On the road was 5.88. So for him to go on the road and beat Seattle, seven innings, no hit ball, a little bit of an aberration in my mind. In fact, I'm going to bank on it here. Mariners, backs against the wall. I think the Mariners are going to win this game here behind Logan Gilbert. It's minus 102. It's almost even money on the money line here for the Seattle Mariners. I like Seattle to beat Cleveland today and spoil the home opener and get Logan Gilbert his first win of the season and get the team kind of right the ship a little bit for this team and calm some people down in Seattle who are starting to feel kind of nervous because of what the Rangers look like. They thought they were going to be the second best team behind the Astros. We don't know right now, just given the way that they have played and how they've performed. It's a little scary if you are a Seattle Mariners fan. You're kind of wondering where the offense has gone and what is this team that you're looking at with a two and five record and a team that, well, at one point lost four straight games, lost three of four to the Guardians. They won the first game 3-0 and then lost the next four, finally beating the Angels 11-2. And now here going on the road to the Guardians, maybe a little bit of play better away from home than what they did at home. But that's not good for your first homestand to go 2-5. That's not a very good start to the season. I like the Mariners, backs against the wall, Seattle on the money line at minus 102 with Logan Gilbert on the mound. Now, NBA. Two-leg moneyline parlay in the NBA. This is the parlay of the day if you want one. I think you have to look at teams that are trying desperately to stay out of the play-in. So as of right now, when you start looking at the Western Conference standings, the Dallas Mavericks are out. The Utah Jazz just were eliminated last night. So the only team that can make the play-in still that have not been eliminated are the Dallas Mavericks. We've got a Oklahoma City Thunder with 42 losses, the Timberwolves with 40 losses, the Pelicans with 39 losses, the Lakers with 39 losses. Golden State Warriors have 38 losses. The Clippers have 38 losses. Clippers and the Warriors basically cannot lose the rest of the anymore. If they want to stay out of the play-in tournament, they got to win out, win their next three games. The Lakers and the Pelicans are trying desperately to get out of the play-in and get over either the Clippers or the Golden State Warriors. That loss the Lakers suffered to the Clippers two nights ago, not good, really bad. The Pelicans tonight are laying 7.5 points in their game against the Knicks. Pelicans are at home. Money line, minus 320. The Warriors are on the road at the Sacramento Kings, but the Warriors, again, cannot lose. They've been really bad on the road, but Sacramento is locked up. They're three games ahead in the loss column of the Suns. They're not going to get caught. All right. The Nuggets are going to be the one seed. The Grizzlies are going to be the two seed and the Kings are going to be the three seed. Just a matter of who they wind up playing. They're not playing everybody. They're not mentally there. They've checked out, but the Warriors are fighting for their playoff lives. I don't care how bad the Warriors have been on the road this year. And frankly, they've been playing better on the road of late. They're still 9-30 on the road. So I'm not sitting here and saying that the Warriors are like a phenomenal team on the road and like, look out for what they're going to be able to do here. But just think, if you look at them recently on the road, they haven't played horrifically. They lost to Denver by 2 points in their last road game. They went to Dallas and they won 127-125, went to Houston, won there. Yes, they lost the three previous games on the road to the Grizzlies, Hawks, and Clippers, but those wins, at least against a team like, you know, Dallas, which you're contending against, hard fought, but that's good on March 22nd. They need a win here. They're laying 5.5 points on the road. Don't think I want to lay the points here with the Golden State Warriors. It's a minus 120, two-leg money line parlay. We're taking the Warriors to win over the Kings, and we're taking the Pelicans to beat the Knicks here. Two-leg moneyline parlay, 1.2 units down on this to get W's for both these teams as they're fighting for their playoff lives here. They're in must-win situations. All right. Those are our three bets for today. I'm not going to do NBA player props because right now, just you can't do NBA player props. I'm sorry. Just we'll wait to the playoffs. When the playoffs come around, then we'll take a look at NBA player props, excuse me, again. But huge slate of hockey tomorrow. We'll be heavily involved in that. and will be involved as well with the UFC card with two big fights at the top of that card in Miami that we'll go ahead and drop picks and plays on coming up for tomorrow's podcast. So once again, we're taking Giants on the run line at plus 115, taking the Warriors and the Pelicans money line parlay at minus 120, and taking the Mariners at minus 102 on the money line against the Guardians. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, the Daily Juice podcast being brought to you by BetMGM.